We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Continuing with our educational theme here today, we've got joining us from the UFM Community Learning Center, Director Linda Tiener on Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you once again. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. Staying plenty busy, that's for sure. But loving this cooler weather, isn't it? A great fall.
It is, yeah. And it's I think the first day of fall officially was what, yesterday?
So, yes, it was.
Yeah, the leaves. Cliff and I were talking about that here before the show, from Riley County Schools. That it just seems like the year is flying by for as long as it's been, and we're seeing the leaves starting to change, and some of them falling down already. So
I know, and it's getting dark so early already. Yeah. I like to sit outside in the evenings, and it gets dark too soon now.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing I don't like about this time of year, because I like the longer days. I like the sun going down around 9 o'clock. That's my idea of a good night here. Well, there's lots going on in the world right now, and education looks a little different right now, including at UFM Community Learning Center.
It does. We are doing some both remote and in-person classes. So we can really accommodate anybody and what they want to do. If you're afraid to get out, there are many classes you can take, but we also have some if you'd like to meet in a small group. We have some classes that are meeting live as safely as we can make them in very small groups compared to what we normally do.
Okay. Well, excellent. Let's talk about some classes that are yet to come here.
Well, you know, we have a huge number of classes yet to come up this semester, and I would encourage everybody to take advantage of something. You know, UFM's theme right now is learn locally. Too many people are just jumping on the internet and trying to figure out how to do something. And the advantage that we have is that you actually have contact with a real instructor. You can ask live questions to them. And sometimes we can even do additional follow-up for you if you need help or some assistance. So the instructors at UFM are really there to teach you something that you want to learn and be accessible to answer your questions. So that's one thing that we've got going for us. So think about learning locally and taking a UFM class. And we've got a bunch of them. So if you want to learn how to write nonfiction, we've got a class on that. We have several classes on what's called acrylic pour, which is using paint and pouring it onto a canvas in different ways that create some really cool pictures when you're finished with it. If you want to put solar panels on your house, we got the class to teach you how to do that. If you want to learn to identify trees in the community, we've got a class for that. We have, at the request of the community, we've got a class on rain barrels coming up that you can sign up for. We have some cooking classes, a resume writing. We've added a new section this semester on professional development classes. So there are a wide range of classes on everything from social media, graphic design, stress management, just a whole range of classes that you can take one class or you can take two or three classes and actually receive a certificate for your professional development as a result of that. So that's keeping us plenty busy as well. But, you know, we've got lots of things on guided imagery and meal planning and just whole bunch of stuff, Landon. Brandon.
Hey, that's okay. I could have my own lecture, I suppose. No, how about that? The Brandon lecture at K-State, wouldn't that be
the
cool?
The Brandon lecture series, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
Thanks, Dave. Well, I imagine, you know, COVID-19 has probably presented some challenges for people trying to do things online, and looking through some of these courses, it looks like there's quite a few things to help you learn how to do things online, whether it's YouTube, Facebook. I'm imagining there's probably a Zoom class on here as well.
Well, if there's not, I taught one, and I could certainly get somebody the link if they really wanted to learn Zoom. I taught a Zoom class in August and recorded it, so we do have that available. And we've been doing training with potential instructors, and that's something that I want to make sure we mention a couple of times. We are looking for instructors for the spring catalog right now. And if you want to do something live and you want to share a skill, we can set you up with some space to do that. If you want to try to do it online, we can help you learn how to use Zoom. And we have both handouts and a recording on how to use Zoom, as well as possibilities of using Google Classroom as another option for people who want to teach something online because they're not quite comfortable getting back together yet.
All right. Very good. Yeah, lots of opportunities here. And, you know, there's people have had more free time. I imagine that it's a good time to take up a hobby right now, whether it's, you know, crocheting, doing something, sewing. I know that's another thing. I'd love to do that at some point just to learn it. But I know there's opportunities like that.
We do. We have a crochet class that'll be coming up yet. And as a matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, I will be teaching a class on how to buy a sewing machine, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
And also, if you've got a sewing machine and you can't figure it out, kind of getting to know your sewing machine. And while they are set up online, I would be willing to meet with somebody to have them bring their machine and we could figure out how to thread it or do whatever you needed to do. Because that's been something that has been fairly popular. You know, there are a lot of things that have sold out. We've had trouble getting bicycles, and sewing machines are also one of those things because people are spending more time at home with their hobbies.
Yeah, and you know, in our family, anytime we need something sewn, we give it to my wife's grandmother, who's she's 95. So we got to have a plan here in the next 5 years, probably, because she won't be around much. You know, forever. So learning something like that would be good for a lot of folks.
Well, yeah, it would be good. And, you know, I've done some hand sewing classes in the past as well, just so you can learn how to fix a hem, sew on a button, or those other kinds of things that everybody I know brings to me and says, I don't know how to do this. Can you fix this for me? Can you do it? And so I'm trying to teach people to be a little bit more self-sufficient and be able to handle their own sewing repairs themselves. Yes. But, you know, we've got lots of other kinds of classes, too. If you wanted to learn card making to have something to do, you could do that. We have a Japanese calligraphy class coming up. So, you know, and we've also got a really interesting book discussion coming up on how to be an anti-racist. It's a really interesting book. I just finished it. It's by Ibram Kendi. And it really provides an interesting perspective on what racism and anti-racism is all about in a very non-judgmental sort of way. And we will have a book discussion coming up once November gets here, I believe is when that class is.
Okay, awesome. That sounds like a neat opportunity for a lot of folks. Very timely, too, with everything going on in the world.
Yeah, I think there's need for somebody to just have some civil discourse around a lot of what's going on with the protests in the world and in the United States. And UFM has always been a place where you could kind of talk about that and talk both sides of an issue in a neutral place where you could just talk about it and learn from the other side. And so we're offering that as an option. We've also got a class on recognizing fake news. that should be pretty interesting. And a class, timely also, is on voter rights. And what you can expect if you are a new voter, how to get yourself registered, what's involved with voting, what's your responsibilities with that.
Very good. There's also, speaking of voting, I see that you have a lecture coming up, a presentation next week on women's suffrage.
Well, we do. It's a little different than voting per se, but next Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we are doing a Zoomed Lou Douglas lecture. And the title is Women's Struggles for Suffrage in Kansas. It talks historically about the long road that it took for women's suffrage to really be recognized in Kansas. In many ways, Kansas has been a fairly progressive state when it comes to rights and women becoming involved in what's happening with politics. But suffrage was one of those things that took a long time. And so we're offering that as a free Zoom lecture next week. To get the link, you go to our website, tryufm.org, tryufm.org, and you go to take a class and then look for the Lou Douglas class. And that will, you sign up for that class, there's no fee to it, and then we send you the link. And that gives us some security so we don't have Zoom bombers coming in and bothering us during the presentation.
Hey, that's great to hear that that'll be presented. Tell us a little bit more about Diane Eichhoff, the presenter.
Well, she's a Kansas historian, writer. She edits educational materials as her job. She lives in Kansas City, and she's being presented by way of Humanities Kansas, which is a nonprofit that tries to spearhead people of Kansas to learn about their communities and their state. And so she'll be talking on the history of that, the people that were involved in trying to set up suffrage in Kansas. I think it'll be very interesting. She's done another biography on Clarinda Nichols, who was a historic crusader for women's rights as well. So she really knows the topic well, and I think she will do a good job talking to us about what's happened with suffrage. And, you know, it is an anniversary, 100th anniversary of suffrage in the United States. So,
yeah, that it is. And Humanities Kansas is a great organization. They do all kinds of good programming across the state. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll gather our thoughts and continue our conversation with Linda Teeter after this on News Radio KMAN.